ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
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 अविनाशी तु तद् विद्धि येन सर्वम् इदं ततं विनाशम् अव्ययस्य अस्य न कश्चित् कर्तुम् अर्हति। अविनाशी तु तद्विद्धि येन सर्वमिदं ततं विनाशमव्ययस्यास्य न कश्चित् कर्तुमर्हति अविनाशी तु तद्विद्धि येन सर्वमिदं ततं विनाशमव्ययस्यास्य न कश्चित् कर्तुमर्हति अविनाशी तु तद्विद्धि येन सर्वमिदं ततं विनाशम् अविनाशी imperishable to but that that vidti know it yena by whom sarvam all of the body idam this tatam widespread vinasham destruction avyayasya of the imperishable asya of it nakashit no one kartum to do arhati able. Translation: know that which pervades the entire body is indestructible. No one is able to destroy the imperishable soul.
Abhinashi tu tad vidhi yena sarvam idam tatam. Vinasam avyasya asya na kashchit kartum arhati. Now it is very clearly enunciated the nature of the soul. Any sensible man can understand. This is practical. Formerly, all the verses, they were more or less theoretical. They must mean the Savage, Kumaram, Jogan, and Jara. It may be taken theoretical, not theoretically, but actually the fact, but still, less intelligent cannot understand that there is a soul within the body. But here, it is explained very clearly. Avinashi tu tadvidhi, thought, that thing, which is spread all over the world. Avinashi tu tadvidhi, thought that, avinashi, imperishable. So what is spread all over the world? Consciousness. That is spread all over the body. Everyone can understand that if I think, any part of my body or yours, any part of the body, you feel pain, or similarly, if you get some other facilities, a pleasure, the pains and pleasure are felt so long there is consciousness. Any man can understand. And as soon as the consciousness is not there, sometimes we are made unconscious by drugs, by chloroform and other anesthetic medicine, or by nature, unconscious state. There are three stages. Jagriti, Sapna, Sushupti. Anyone has got this experience. One stage is that you are awakened. Another stage is sleeping. And another stage is unconscious. Three stages. Jagriti, Sapna, and Sushupti. It's not speaking name. Jagriti, when you are awakened, our consciousness is very acute, very strong. In sleeping state, there is consciousness, but it is not so active. And unconscious state means consciousness is somewhere or other, subdued, not working. Three stages. So, death means that unconsciousness for a long period, that is death. Because the soul is eternal. It will be explained. There is no birth and death. So this, when this body is annihilated, so the soul remains unconscious for a period, 7 months for human beings. 7 months unconscious stays in the womb of the mother. After 7 months, the consciousness revives. Just like if you have gotten experience under chloroform, unconsciousness, the surgical operation takes place, you do not understand, you do not perceive pains and pleasures, but you remain for a certain hours unconscious. Then gradually dream comes. Just from unconsciousness, the dream comes. And from this, you are awake. As you go down from awakening stage to dream, dream to unconsciousness, similarly you come up also. From unconsciousness to dream, from dream to awakening consciousness. So this means when this body is lost, gross body, the soul remains in the subtle body, intelligent mind and ego. That subtle body carries him to another body. But those who are not intelligent, they do not understand what is the subtle body. Although it is clearly said, subtle body means mind, intelligence. You have got mind, intelligence, everyone knows. But these rascals, because they cannot see mind and intelligence, they think that this man is God. Mind, intelligence, and everyone knows that he has got mind. I know you have got your mind, I have got my mind, you have got intelligence, I have got intelligence. But I do not see your intelligence. It is subtle. Just like there is sky. But here is sky in my thought, but I do not see. This thing tries to become more subtle and subtler. This gross senses cannot experience. Therefore, the soul is so subtle that it is not possible to perceive the presence of soul in this material senses. So these rascals, they simply say, no, I cannot see soul. Yeah, how can you see? That's not possible. It is so minute and so subtle that it cannot be seen by this gross eye. Achinta phalidei bhava. Natastarsena joya. So, Krishna said, just imagine, thought that jena sarvamidam tato. Idam, this body. Tatam. Tatam means expanding, spread. So we can understand the consciousness that if I press, if I paint, or otherwise we feel pain, so that is consciousness. So, Krishna clearly says that that thing is avinashi, imperishable. Now, Krishna has said previously that I, you, and all others, we existed in the past. So we existed in the past. That means we are all individuals. In the past also, we are individuals, and at the present, we are individuals, and we shall continue to be individuals in the future. There is no such thing as the Mayavadi philosopher or rascals. They say that after liberation, they all intermingle, becomes a homogeneous lump. No. Even after liberation, we remain individual, particles. It is not that we mix up, homogeneous mixing up. Even in matter, what to speak of spirit, it will be explained that spirit cannot be cut into pieces. That means we are all spirit soul. It is not we are lumped together at one time. Now we have been cut into pieces and therefore we are individual. This Mayavadi philosophy. It is not that. We are individuals, sanatana, eternally. That is explained. Mamayvāsa jīva, jīva loke, sanatana. Eternally we are individuals. Nitya nityāna, cetana cetanāna. The Supreme Lord is the supreme cetana, conscious. Just like we are consulting dictionary. Supreme being. Therefore, his consciousness is also supreme. As we are living in, not supreme, subordinate. Similarly, God is also being, but the supreme being. That is it. Very simple thing. You cannot say that I am supreme. That is what Kel says, that I am God. How you can be God? Are you supreme? As soon as you ask this question, are you supreme? No. Then I will become God. The supreme means, that is also, we consult to this, supreme means the highest office. So, is any one of us the highest authority? No. Nobody is highest authority. Everyone is under the grip of materialism. How you can be higher self is. But they imagine, yes, I am higher self, I am meditate, I am this. I have authority, I am moving the sun, I am moving with this hand. Simply that tells them. This is their meditation. Falsely think that I am the supreme, I am controlling everything, the sun is moving under my direction, the, everything, the water is, seas, I will say, gas under my direction. Simply, this is their meditation, impersonal. Just try to understand how much fool is there. Any sane man will say that I am moving the sun, I am moving the moon, I am moving the sea. Any sane man will say like that. Nobody will say. Will you say, anyone here? That you are moving the sun, you are moving the moon. Who is there? Anyone? Who can say? Nobody can say. And still these rascals are saying that he has become God. God. You are all God. These rascals' philosophy has killed the whole world. Atheism. So many incarnations, gods, all false theories only. This is why. So many gurus, all that. All that. Take it for that. Anyone who is speaking against the principle of Bhagavad Gita, he is a rascal. That's all. Don't give you any credit. Tell him on the test. Whether you accept Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. If he says no, then you are asking. That's all. There is no exemption. At least you must know that he is a rascal. Because God is Krishna, the Supreme, Ishvara Parama Krishna, Satchidananda Vigraha. Accepted by all acharyas, by all Vedic sastras. And when he was present himself, he proved himself that he is God. Nobody was equal to Krishna when he was personally present. Throughout the whole history of Mahabharata you can see, nobody was equal to Krishna. And nobody was greater than Krishna. Many, many demons came to fight with him, to kill him. Even when he was a child, the Putana demon came to kill him by poisoning. But Krishna is so kind, the Putana smeared over a breath poison, and Krishna sucked the breath and sucked her life also. But he was given liberation, the position of mother. Krishna is so kind, very supreme consciousness, that however the demon, Putana, was innocent or ignorant, she came to kill me without knowing that I cannot be killed. That is her ignorance. But so far I am concerned, I have touched her breath as mala. Therefore she should be given the position of mala. Like Jasodama. This is Krishna. She felt in himself so much of life. Because this is service, just like mala gives service to the child. Without any return. She gives from the very beginning of her life within the womb. The mother gives the child. The process is given by nature, but mother gives. Therefore, when pregnant, the mother should not eat any pungent thing, because it will give to the tender skin and heart of the child. He should eat only very simple things. But there are no concerts. They are now killing. What to speak of? Maintaining the child very nicely, that there is a child, my son or my daughter, she must be provided with all comforts in the home. There is no motherly affection in this Kali Yuga. In the material world, motherly affection is considered to be the highest form of love. But the Kali Yuga is so polluted that mother is also giving up her love for the children. Just imagine how difficult. Mandasumandamatayo, mandabhagyasputita. So, this Kali Yuga is so strong that it attracts even the so-called devotees. Kali Yuga is very strong. Therefore, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has recommended that if you want to save yourself, if you at all desire to take the position of Amrita, if you are interested. You know, what is interest? Krishna Kesa Amrita Taya Kalpata. That is the aim of life. How I shall become immortal? How I shall not become subjected to the four principles of distress, condition, birth, death, disease and all that? Nobody is serious. They are so dull. Therefore, they have been described mundā. Mundā means so bad, so rusted, that they have no ambition of life. They do not know what is the goal of life. Mundā. Mundā means bad. And sumandamatai. And if some of them just to become little recognized as very religious, you will accept some rascal as guru, magician, and eat everything, do everything, and become spiritualist. And his rascal guru will say, yes, you can eat anything, you can do anything. Religion has nothing to do with eating. It is going on. The Christian people, it is explicitly, clearly said, thou shalt not kill. But they are killing. It's still they are conscious, they are very much proud, I am Christian. But what kind of Christian you are? You are regularly disobeying the order of Christ. And it's still you are Christian. Everything is going on. Either Christian, Mohammedan or Hindu, so-called, all of them have become rational. Yes. This is Kali Yuga. Manda, Sumanda, Matayu. They have created their own imaginary religious principle. And therefore they are condemned. They do not know the Adanta Gobi Vishnan Kamishtam Punakkari Tacharvanana. The life is, the aim of life is to realize God. This is human life. But they are so much embarrassed with this uncontrollable sense that they are going to the darkest region of material existence. Adanta Gobhi. Adanta means uncontrolled. They cannot control the senses. They have become so unfortunate that simple thing, little effort, little austerity to control the senses. The yoga process means to control the senses. Yoga does not mean that he shows some magic. The magic magician also can show magic. We have seen one magician, he created immediately so much coins. Tang, tang, tang. Next moment it is all finished. So, the light is missing, the aim of life. Manda sumandamatayu, why? Mandabhalis. Now, the unpot, we take it for that. We are trying. Even our concern, this mission, we are trying to allocate. It seems they are so unfortunate that cannot give up self-belief. So unfortunate. Condemned unfortunate. Repeatedly, we are spending our gallons of blood to don't do this, to steal that. Cannot give up in sleeping. So condemned. Kali Yuga. Khandasamannamatayu. So it is very difficult with these rascals. Very, very difficult. Therefore, my Guru Maharaj is Guru Maharaj. The Lord Krishna is Mahatma. They are not preaching. They are disgusted. I have no power to reform these lessons. Better don't bother. Let them go to hell at this length. But still, my Guru Maharaj, the priest, you are so kind. And he asked us also to do the same thing. But it is very, very difficult. People are so rascal, so condemned, so sinful. It is very, very difficult to raise them. Very difficult. Mandasamandamatayu, mandubhagyati. So only those who are very fortunate, they will understand that I am eternal, Avinashi, I am imperishable. I am put in this condition of perishable condition due to this my material body. So how to get out of it? There is no ambition. Just like dogs and cats. Simply senseless beings. Avinash Krishna is so kind, how? Very clear, yes. You try to understand what is the soul. So who does not understand there is consciousness all over the world? Pratibhi, Jena Sarvamilam Tatam. They will jump over, yes, I am the Supreme God. God's consciousness is also spread all over. That's all right. But is your consciousness spread all over the universe? Both of us, we are conscious. But he is supreme conscious. Therefore, his consciousness is spread all over the universe, all over the creation. In the 13th chapter, you will find, Krishna says, Khetra-dansa-manvidhi sarva-khetra-su-bhārata. I am also Khetra-dansa. Super-soul. What is the difference between super-soul and soul? Soul, consciousness, is spread all over this body. You are soul. Your consciousness spread all over your body. I am soul. My consciousness spread all over body. But my consciousness not spread all over your body. Neither your consciousness spread all over my body. But God Krishna's consciousness is spread over your body and my body, his body and everything. So, Krishna is super or the supreme because his consciousness is spread all over the universe. You cannot hide anything from Krishna. That is not possible. You cannot hide. Sarvasthakaham yidishan nivishtha. After all, you are making your plan with your heart and soul. The soul is there and the heart is there, mind is there. Now we are making plans, but you cannot hide the plan from the consciousness of Krishna. He is sitting there. That is super consciousness. Aurobindo, he was trying to get super consciousness. His philosophy is super conscious. Anyone who is here knows about origin. And super consciousness you cannot get. That is not possible. Super consciousness is for Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Vidaham samipitam. Krishna says, I know it. In the Bhagavad it is said, Janmadasyajata annayatitadatascha arthesu avijna. The absolute truth is that from home everything is emerged. And he knows everything. Anmayat itarapasya arthesu. We have explained many times. Arthesu, just like I am conscious. But I do not know actually what is there within my body, how it is constituted, how many veins are there, how the blood is becoming red. We have no actually information. I do not know what is within this finger. I am claiming it is my finger. Yes, it is my finger. But I do not know how the finger is constituted. Therefore, I am not avijna. Although there is my consciousness, I am not avijna. Avijna means expert in the knowing. That is called avijna. Very experienced. But Krishna is avijna. That is described in the Srimad Bhagavatam. Krishna is avijna. That is said. Janmadrasya jataha in the Bhagavad beginning. Janmadrasya jataha annayat indirectly or directly, annayat means directly. Itarapasya or indirectly. We may know directly that this is my finger. But indirectly I do not know what is the constitution of finger, how it is working, how it is moving, you do not know. I know directly this is my hair. But indirectly how I am cutting hair and again it is going, it is unknown. I say these are my hairs, but I cannot count how many hairs. So, I am conscious to a certain extent only, not fully. I am not avijna. I am not very expert. These are simple truths, but these rascal, I claim, that I am born. The God is, means he is conscious, not only conscious, he is avijna. Very expert, knows everything. And sarat. Now, to get avijna, avijnata, or experience, we have to consult somebody. But God is sarat. Sarat means, he is personally so independent that he doesn't require to take knowledge from anyone. That is God. Sarat. Sarat means fully independent. That is God. Now how he becomes? Sabhaviti jnanabala kriyasa. These are the description in the Veda. Sabhaviti. He is, knowledge is very natural. Sabhaviti. Just like here something eating. Immediately, mind has attention. Yes. Sabhaviti. It is not that I have to think, now here it is eating, what I have to do. No, you have immediately hand come. Sarav. By nature. Similarly, when God has to create, as soon as he desires, let me create creation. Immediate, please. He hasn't got to think, make a plan, how to do it, how to execute it, where to get the ingredients. No. His energies are so perfect that as soon as it deserves, that is God. That is God. And that is happening. Maya dhakkena pragiti sihate satalataram. He desires prakriti, nature, immediately produce rose flower. Prakriti has many years. The color is coming, the beauty is coming, everything is coming. These rascals say it is automatic. No automatic. There is expert knowledge behind it. That is law. So, let us utilize this consciousness, this sense to help understand that supreme consciousness, supreme God, because I am not supreme, although I am conscious, I am not supremely conscious. I am not expert. God is expert. So always there is difference between God and ourselves. We cannot be equal with God. That is not possible. This is sense. Otherwise, all rascal them, don't be victim of the rascal. Thank you very much.